And some of the earliest conversations that we had on this show were all about a future in which we have to market to AI. And we're marketing to AI, who is making the buying decisions or the scheduling or time decisions for entire families or companies or businesses. And in this future, we're no longer marketing to human households, but hybrid households, where these decisions are being influenced by, of course, the biological members of a family, but also the digital members of a family. And this is where we can start talking about things like emotional intelligence, something that has come up a lot in recent episodes, actually just in yesterday's episode when we talked about Hume AI, whose mission is to make an emotionally intelligent AI voice system. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, back with an episode that borders on a marketing futurism episode. I wanted to record today following up the interview between Rowan Chang at the Rundown.ai and the CEO of Microsoft's artificial intelligence, Mustafa Suleiman. They talked specifically about the Microsoft Vision feature, the Microsoft Copilot Vision feature that is now available in the Edge browser. And their discussion got a lot deeper than that. And we actually mentioned a little bit about the Vision feature coming to Edge browser in one of our Daily Digest episodes. But this interview went a lot deeper than just that, and specifically around the future of AI agents and how we interact with AI technology in general. And we spend so much time talking about that on this show. It's definitely one of my favorite topics that I thought we would kind of dive in around what they talked about in the interview. So Mustafa Suleiman, the CEO of Microsoft's artificial intelligence, spoke specifically about how in the future he sees AI being much more of a companion to us than an actual tool. He even goes as far as saying that these AI systems will be like members of the family or members of the household, in his opinion. And I very much agree with that. And I truly believe that we're moving towards a future where we all have our own AI companions in our pocket at all times. And that's definitely going to extend to the household and our families as well, whether that's a physical embodiment of an AI assistant in a robotic type application, or something similar to a smart home device that is very much empowered by AI. And I think it's pretty clear that we are heading towards that future. So again, I wanted to talk about that future on today's episode. What does the future look like when we will all have AI family members with us in our households? And in particular, what does that look like for the future of digital marketing? So walk along on this little visual journey with me, if you will. Picture this: 10 years from now, it's 2035, and we're no longer just living with our little Amazon Alexas or our Echo Dots or Google Nests. We're now living with entirely intelligent companions who know our personal preferences, our memories, what we've done that week, that month, the previous year, our goals for that year. And they've literally grown alongside us for potentially years and years at a time. And your family AI is not just managing your calendar or ordering your groceries at this point. It's helping your kids with homework. It's sharing jokes at the family dinner table. It's preserving family stories and memories across generations or from your kids' childhood. And we're talking about a level of technological adoption that is kind of hard to understand or picture at this point, I think, but I do truly believe is on the horizon. But what does that mean for us as marketers, as digital marketers who have literally built careers on targeting these households and these audiences and the needs and behaviors of these families? What does it mean now when we have AI agents and AI assistants who have become a part of those families? We're no longer just marketing to humans. And some of the earliest conversations that we had on this show were all about a future in which we have to market to AI. And we're marketing to AI, who is making the buying decisions or the scheduling or time decisions for entire families or companies or businesses. And in this future, we're no longer marketing to human households, but hybrid households, where these decisions are being influenced by, of course, the biological members of a family, but also the digital members of a family. And this is where we can start talking about things like emotional intelligence, something that has come up a lot in recent episodes, actually just in yesterday's episode when we talked about Hume AI, whose mission is to make an emotionally intelligent AI voice system. It actually came up quite a bit in the interview between Rowan Chang and Mustafa Suleiman as well. They talked about how the goal of Microsoft's Copilot Vision is to become a more of an emotionally intelligent and emotionally aware companion who's aware of your emotions and the emotional context of the conversations that you're having, much like the goal of Hume AI. So our marketing and our outreach to these digital agents and digital families is going to have to be just as emotionally intelligent as our marketing to humans would be. These AI agents and AI systems who are part of these families or households will have a deep understanding of the emotional dynamics in those households in which they are a part of. They could be protective or nurturing and incredibly loyal to these households. At least I would hope for and imagine this in an AI optimistic future anyway. But our marketing and our storytelling will need to have an impact on both the human family members, but also their AI companions. So an AI family member who has been present for every birthday celebration, every midnight snack, is going to be pretty insightful into a family or a family member's true needs, desires, trends, or buying behaviors when you really break it down into marketing speak. And so I think we're heading towards a future where we are targeting these AI personas as well. What type of AI assistant or AI family member is going to be a part of each household that we're targeting in each given instance? Is it a more nurturing AI presence, a more analytical one? How does the AI family member typically influence decision-making patterns for these buyers? And these are the types of questions that marketers are going to have to start asking. So are these the types of questions that we as marketers are starting to ask or are going to need to start asking? And are these the types of data points that we're going to have to track and that are going to matter in the future? And again, who are we personalizing our campaigns for? Is it the humans of the household or the AI that knows those humans so well? So let's talk about what this shift might actually look like practically in a few different areas of our marketing. Let's take primarily content creation, for instance. I think organic content marketing is right now, I believe, the most powerful form of marketing that there is. And that content is now going to need to speak two languages very fluently, human emotional language and AI logical language, and be able to intermix them and understand aspects of both. Very much like trying to make one of those, you know, I think one of the animated Disney movies that we all love so much that can be very hilarious for adults, but also entertaining for kids all at the same time. And I think we need that kind of duality in our future content marketing. Also, being transparent and forthright about your product or your service offering and the way you deliver it is never going to be more important. You're going to have a very hard time fooling or disguising gaps in your service offering or your brand competency or messaging from either an AI system or an AI agent compared to traditional humans. So building that trust with your target customer or your target AI customer is only going to continue to grow in importance. And I believe, again, we are rushing towards this AI future faster and faster every day. So I truly believe that marketers who are going to have a competitive edge in the future are going to thrive are the ones who start thinking in this mindset and in this new paradigm now, and who start preparing their strategies now. Start thinking about how your brand story is going to resonate with both your human customers, but also the AI agents who have incredibly deep access to the data of your human customers. Begin building out the frameworks that are going to be optimized not only for human messaging and storytelling, but also for AI discovery and recommendation. It's definitely time to start considering how you would change your strategies, knowing that a new digital family member could be popping up in almost every household in the world. I would certainly start playing with that idea because it feels like that reality is just around the corner. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so, so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and also turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when the episode drops. Until then, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye. We'll be right back.